Welcome to Folkbox, our Voice of Russia feature tailor-made for all those who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Folk musicians and World War II. This is the theme we've chosen for today. Folk songs sung by people in those years, songs recollections born after the war, the fate of folk musicians who themselves were participants or witnesses of those events. All this in today's Folk Box. To start off with, a folk song dedicated to that war, Invocation, the song of a mother and her heartfelt prayers to the Lord, pleading with him to spare the life of her son who's fighting at the front. Invocation, a folk song about World War II, sung by the Russian Northern Folk Choir. truly beautiful music in the rendition of a wonderfully sounding choir, a choir from the Belarusian village of Apachinsi, whose residents retain terrifying memories of the war. Every third resident of Belarus died in that bloody war. The whole world knows the horrifying story of the village of Khatyn, absolutely all residents of which were burnt alive by the fascists. Well, a similar fate befell the people of the village of Apachinsi. At the time, only several people miraculously survived. Their descendants sing for you today one of the oldest songs of their part of the world about the sun, hope, and the future. Smolensk land, central Russia, another place that bears dreadful scars of that war. Hundreds of thousands of people died there, and to this day, hundreds of kilometers of untouched fields are dangerous because mines can still be come across there. There lived in that area before the war a man famous all across the Smolensk land. His name was Grigory Babykin, and he made a name for himself by his remarkably skillful violin playing. Babykin went through the entire war with machine gun in hand. He survived, and after that went on to be dubbed the most outstanding folk musician of the 20th century. World War II, it left just women and children in the villages, with all the menfolk who were able gone off to fight at the front. So who fed all of the Russian land? Those same women and children. Residents of this Russian village of Bolshebykovo recall they would take their children with them, seat them in carts, harness themselves in, there were not enough horses, and go out and work in the fields until late at night. They returned home exhausted, and to summon up the last dregs of strength to help them make their weary way home, they would strike up a song together. A song helps one live. For those women, this aphorism is not mere words.
Широко да поможет нам.
here is yet another remarkable story. Turkmen musician Velek Kamayev entitled his composition One-Armed Hadji. He dedicated it to his teacher, his mentor, a participant of the war action of World War II. And here's his story, which sounds pretty much like a legend, yet is in fact absolutely true. Hadji Kuvaliyev was a folk musician famous all across Turkmenia. In the war, he went off to fight at the front and returned home with just one arm. What could be worse for a musician? Yet Hadji managed to learn to play his instrument, Gargi Tuyduke, with one hand, after the war people from all across Turkmenia would gather to listen to his playing. And here's a song that was born right before our very eyes. This was only recently. A concert was in progress of the wonderful youth Cossack ensemble hailing from the Volga town of Volgograd. A whole cascade of dashing, fiery songs. And then the musicians started talking. They said they wanted to recall those who went through the horrors of war, heroes of the Battle of Stalingrad. It took place in their part of the world. Volgograd used to be called Stalingrad. and then they struck up their own song, very similar to the old Cossack songs, a song that cherishes the memory of their forefathers. Just some of the stories about World War II that we wanted to share with you in this edition of Folk Box, which is our tribute to the great Victory Day celebrations.